like I was allergic to dextrose, and they deliberately gave me dextrose. They were doing everything deliberately wrong. They said, we'll give you painkillers, and 2.5 days later, I still haven't received them. And then this one doctor, I'm showing all the stuff that is wrong with me and all the stuff that on these pictures of what's coming out of me. And she said, when she found out I was chipped, that she said that I was going to be committed to protect me from the people who are coming after me. And they won't tell me who's coming after me and why I need to be in a lockdown facility. And not only that, she would not give her name, and the hospital will not release the name of the doctor who put me under the 72-hour hold. In the meantime, I was asking for a priest to have some sort of outside contact because I also did not know whether or not I was going to die or not. The pain was that bad. And they would not allow me access to a priest, saying that well, their hours are over, well, I'll check into that. And every time I asked him, it's like, oh, I forgot, oh, I didn't do it, oh, I haven't been able to get to that. Kind of like the same thing with the painkillers, they can never quite get to on that stuff.
Yeah.
And then when they took me and had me committed on this, at the same time this was going on, my friend was on the phone call, and the woman asked, she just went by the name Heather, she wouldn't give any more information about herself. She said to my friend, are you concerned about her health, her mental health? And he said, no, she's perfectly fine. He said, I even took her to the test where she got scanned. It's all real. And then
who said she harmed herself or others?
Hold on. He said, no, she's not harmed herself or others.
All right, great. Now, who was that, I want to get that clear. Who was that that said she's fine and what she's talking about is all very real? Who said that?
That was my friend, Jesse.
Was that at the hospital?
He was an ear witness for the whole thing.
Oh, okay. So, has anybody...
I've met Jesse, by the way. He's a totally level-headed, rational person.
Let me ask you this. Who, have they given you... Were the medical procedures taking place at the psychiatric hospital or at the medical hospital?
They had the person who put me on the 72-hour hold was at the hospital. The person wouldn't give me their name.
Okay, that was at the main hospital, the Regions Hospital?
Yep.
Okay, and then did they make, and they, that person put you on a 72-hour hold?
Yes, and she received her name.
Okay, when did the
72-hour hold? Can I quick bring this crazy part of the story?
Go ahead.
When I came over and I asked, I wanted the full name of that doctor, no one knew who she was.
Well, that's what they said. Okay. So can you describe the woman?
She kind of had like shoulder-length hair. She's wearing a mask and, you know, the whole visor thing, and it looked kind of like brown. But that was another thing that they did to me on this whole thing, is at the same time I had this worm come out of me that was like 20 inches long to prove that I actually had something coming out of me. And that disappeared at the same time my glasses disappeared, so I couldn't see what was going on. So at the whole time, somehow my glasses disappeared. I can't get any help. Nobody can find my glasses. Oh, and my religious medals disappear at the same time. It's all these things.
Okay, hold on. I want to put
my religious medals disappear. The worm disappears, and I can't see.
Right.
And that's when I found out from the nutritionist that they were dumping in dextrose in me, which is probably what's causing my extreme side pain.
Okay. When did the 72-hour hold begin?
5:30 on Friday, so Saturday and Sunday don't count, so probably 9 a.m. Monday.
Okay, sounds good. I want to get off the phone, and I want to get on with the CEO of the hospital. Her name's Megan Remark. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. We're going to sign off. This is Erica Freedom Screamer with Daniel, and we'll get back to you with more details on this. I want to talk to the CEO of the hospital and see if they'll let her out. Because one more time, the 72-hour hold began when, Kim?
5:30 Friday night. So sorry that I don't count. I'm assuming Monday morning.
Okay. So my editorial at the end of this whole thing is...
There's a catch on this, though. There's a catch on this. They said that they're going for commitment, and they're going to try to transfer me to Otter Tail County where there's no one to help me.
Is that what they said, or is he...
She's adding the no one to help me part, because she's going to be
Right. No, that's obvious, but that's why they're doing it. No, you're absolutely right to make that observation. And I know it's a difficult time for you right now being locked up in the psychiatric ward. Because, look, whatever you're talking about, it sounds like you want to get to the bottom of it and the truth of whether you're chipped or not. And you're at least trying to find out.
She has proof of it from a detective. Yeah.
I can tell by talking with you. You should not be locked in a psychiatric hospital. You're obviously not a danger to yourself or anybody else. And if you are, let's see some proof of that. They can't show any, obviously. So they're trying to ship you off to a hospital 4.5 hours away.
They've been doing things deliberately to try to provoke me, like not giving me food. I've been deprived food for days, and I have a number of allergies. You should see the rash on my stomach. It is something horrendous all over my body.
So I've been
deprived of food.
Gotcha. So the 72-hour hold began Friday at 5:30, and that means it's been, 72 hours would have been yesterday. So you're already 24 hours over the deadline. Okay. I will call the hospital, Kim, and see if she'll do the right thing, and whatever they're holding you for, they have to release you because you're obviously not mentally ill. And you just want to get to the point.
I'm more than a half days already into this thing. I'm halfway through it.
No, excuse me. I think the weekend might not have counted.
It does count. No, I don't care what the I don't care.
Tuesday.
No, a day is a day. Yeah. No, I mean, I know what you're saying. Legally, the system may say, "Well, sorry, we're closed on Friday till Monday morning," and that doesn't count. Of course, it counts. The day is the day. When you're locked up, it counts. So I'm going to dispute with them on that. But you're right. I'm prepared. I'm prepared for them to do this scam and try to tell me that the weekend doesn't count. Of course it counts. Saturday locked up in a cell counts. Sunday locked up in a room counts. If I did this to my dog, I'd get arrested by the SPCA and the New York State Police. You don't lock anybody up in a facility and not let them, against their will, not let them out.
They already petitioned for commitment.
Well, that's okay. Well, we can petition. We can reverse that. But this is why I want to get on the phone with them right now. So I'm going to hang up with you all, and Eric, it's Eric and Daniel. Daniel, I'll call you back in a little bit and let you know more details on this, but I want to call the CEO of the hospital and see if they'll budge on this, give them a chance. They have in the past, other hospitals, so I'll give them that chance. Go ahead, Kim.
They quick gave me an authorization form on here. What do I do for you?
My name in there, Eric Jones, courtroomwatch.com, and my phone number.
Okay, it's asking for an address.
Okay, I'm going to call you. I'm going to text that to Heidi, and just so I don't have to give out my exact address to where I'm living here to the whole world, make it that much easier for them to come get me. But let me address will be pending. Okay, just hold tight on that. I'll get you that within two minutes here. So we're going to hang up here.
Okay.
I'm going to call you back, Heidi. I'm going to give you my address.
Okay,
let's get that for. And then, Daniel, I'll talk to you later today. Is that good with everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get you out of there, Kim, all right? I'll talk to you guys shortly.
You can't do it online. I have a personal question.
I have a call coming in. Can you hold on 1 second?
We're going to end it right now. Everybody hang up.
Okay.
Heidi, hang up.
All right, okay, thank you.
Heidi,
the call's gone.
Okay, bye-bye.